next on the 5 o'clock report.
Pray for the deceased, the ailing, the families.
There need to be investigations.
Maxwell and Epstein were predators.
We're going to the Capitol. It's going to be great.
The other side of the train is now the ceiling.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
The death toll rises in Texas. Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Mark Webster. That death toll in Texas in the migrant accident has climbed to 50, a smuggling tragedy involving illegal immigrants. NBC's Maureen Chesky in San Antonio begins our coverage.
A worker heard cries for help coming from inside late yesterday, and upon opening the door, witnessed the absolutely unthinkable.
Dozens of immigrants found packed into a tractor trailer in San Antonio with no air conditioning, no water, no air holes on a day when the temperature soared past 100. San Antonio's mayor.
Pray for the deceased, the ailing, the families, and we hope that those responsible are prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Fire Chief Charles Hood says 12 adults, 4 children survived, all of whom suffering from heat stroke and heat exhaustion. Texas Governor Greg Abbott wants the head of Homeland Security to be impeached.
There need to be investigations every single day about the Biden administration's failure.
Former ICE Director Tom Homan says the Biden administration's current open border policy deserves the lion's share of the blame here.
This administration is breaking a lot of records. The records are all bad. Historic illegal immigration. By the end of this fiscal year, we're going to have close to 4 million encounters. Add to that another million gotaways. That's 5 million. This administration, their policy is inhumane.
Domingo Garcia, who heads the League of United Latin American Citizens, says it's the broken immigration system to blame for this tragedy.
There is no legal door for them to come in, so they go through the illegal door and they fall into the hands of the cartels, the human smugglers, and you wind up having 80 people stuffed in the back of an 18-wheeler in 100-degree temperatures in Texas.
Garcia says bipartisan immigration reform is the only solution to prevent another such tragedy. Jeffrey Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell sentenced to 20 years in prison today in a New York City courtroom.
Maxwell and Epstein were predators who were able to use that power and privilege to harm countless individuals. And for far too long, the institutions that should be protecting the public were instead protecting them.
Victim Annie Farmer said the result was deserved. Meanwhile, Maxwell's attorney, Bobby Sternheim, says her client was demonized unfairly by public opinion. The former socialite who helped sex traffic underage girls could be almost 80 upon her release. A senior aide to Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says her boss warned her that things might get real, real bad January 6, 2021, the day the U.S. Capitol was breached. During a hearing of the January 6 House Committee today, Cassidy Hutchinson said the conversation occurred in the days before January 6 during a meeting with Meadows and Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani.
He looked at me and said, "Cass, are you excited for the 6th? It's going to be a great day." "Rudy, could you explain what's happening on the 6th? We're going to the Capitol. It's going to be great."
She says she recalled feeling scared after that meeting with Meadows and Giuliani. At least 4 people dead after an Amtrak train derailed in Missouri after hitting a dump truck Monday. Several others injured when the train derailed after it hit the dump truck at a public crossing in the city of Mendon, northeast of Kansas City. 2 people died on the train. 1 person died in the dump truck. A 4th in a hospital today. These passengers lived to tell the tale.
"We're going over. My side of the window is now the floor, and the other side of the train is now the ceiling."
Kind of terrifying realizing just how close I was to not being here right now.
CBS's Jim Krasula says it appears that crossing is a known trouble spot.
"An accident waiting to happen. That's what farmer Mike Spencer warned in a Facebook video just a couple of weeks ago about the rural Missouri train crossing where an Amtrak train slammed into a dump truck and then derailed.
It was just a matter of time, and we had told the railroad about that. We'd been working with the railroad and thought here a year and a half ago that we had the green light to get this thing fixed. Nothing got done on it."
The Amtrak train originated from Los Angeles. It was on its way to Chicago. There were about 270 passengers on board. President Biden says Russia's invasion of Ukraine shattered international norms and peace in Europe and has highlighted the crucial role of NATO.
"Transatlantic unity has been and will continue to be the greatest strength in our response to Russia. Transatlantic security. We're standing as one to support Ukraine."
Biden speaking during a joint appearance with the Prime Minister of Spain in Madrid as he takes part in a NATO summit. Biden says the U.S. and allies will keep providing assistance to Ukraine. The Biden administration will hold lease sales this week for new oil and gas drilling on public lands. The administration expected to auction parcels of federally owned land in 7 western states. The biggest at 130,000 acres is in Wyoming. And Chevron is selling its San Francisco Bay Area headquarters and moving its employees to Texas. The oil giant has called the Bay Area home since the 1800s. Outrage in California after two suspected drug traffickers were released on their own recognizance shortly after being busted for being in possession of 150,000 fentanyl pills, literally enough to kill millions of people. The sheriff of Tulare County, Mike Boudreau, couldn't believe it.
I was infuriated. I could not believe that we had 150,000 fentanyl pills, one of the most dangerous epidemics that is facing our nation today, with people in custody that we may potentially be able to impact the future of this type of drug trafficking organization and or cartels in California and my county, and we let them go.
The two suspects, both from Washington, were arrested during a traffic stop turned drug bust. FDA advisors meeting today to discuss whether to recommend updated COVID vaccines to try to ward off an anticipated resurgence of the virus in the fall.
It's not that the vaccines are failing, it's that the virus is changing.
CBS Medical Director Dr. David Agius, the decision is time critical since human trials on updated vaccines would take months to complete. The developers of a drug to treat a specific type of lupus are reporting promising test results. Kezar Life Sciences of South San Francisco said patients responded well to the drug, with some participants showing a total response over a 24-week period. The drug treats lupus nephritis, which is a type of kidney disease that weakens the body's immune system and attacks healthy cells. AAA says Friday, July 1st, will be the busiest day at airports this year. There are growing concerns from travelers over reaching their destinations, with delays and cancellations soaring.
Flights canceled, and as you can see, lines are pretty long to figure out how to rebook. And there's no one really kind of assisting and trying to help us figure out how to get home.
The perfect storm of staffing shortages, bad weather, and high demand making planning ahead a must to avoid the chaos. Still to come on the 5 o'clock report, primary day in New York, part one, a Wegmans veggie recall, and a sweet deal at Sheetz.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. For tonight, a beautiful evening, starry overnight, the low in the 50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, there could be a shower, thunder shower, parts of western and central New York. High temps near 80. Ample sunshine, warm on Thursday with a high temperature in the 80s.
All right, thank you, Kevin Williams. Checking the stories now, making news where you live across New York and Pennsylvania. Polls open for a bit less than four more hours in New York State as the first of two primary elections winds down. The big race today, the four-way Republican gubernatorial contest. Front runner Lee Zeldin says he's looking forward to advancing and taking on Kathy Hochul come November.
We settle our scores at the ballot box. Polls have us up, but we need everyone to get out and vote. The polls are open today until 9 p.m.
Indeed they are. The Long Island congressman is facing challenges from former gubernatorial contender Rob Astorino, New York City's Andrew Giuliani, and businessman Harry Wilson. Governor Hochul in a three-way primary against Congressman Tom Suozzi and public advocate Jumaane Williams. The Empire State with an highly unusual doubleheader primary this season, part two slated for August.
It's a confusing setup, but in New York, voters are used to being confused.
We've been there and we've done that. It's not a good system. It's too bad that it replicated itself again this time.
Grant Reher is a political science professor at Syracuse University. New York's drawn-out redistricting process has led to two primary dates this year, today for governor, attorney general, comptroller, and the state assembly, and August 23rd for Congress and the state Senate. Those were the two maps that got thrown out and redrawn. Reher says the August primary will likely see an extraordinarily low turnout.
You may have some folks, Democrats, that feel like, you know, I voted in the one that mattered the most to me. This other one here doesn't matter as much to me.
After all that dust settles, the general election for everyone remains November 8th.
Correspondent Steve Burns. Wegmans has issued a recall involving Vidalia onions that were sold at its stores in upstate New York. The supermarket chain says there are concerns those onions could be contaminated with Listeria, a bacteria that has been known to cause serious illness. The affected onions were sold by the pound June 23rd and 24th. They might have PLU stickers with the numbers 4159 or 4166 on them. Anyone who purchased the onions can return them for a full refund.
Three, two, one. There we go.
Woo! A ribbon-cutting ceremony in the Gates Chai Lai School District near Rochester this morning for a couple of new district school buses. It might be hard to hear these buses coming down the street on school mornings, so they're all electric, reportedly the first two in upstate New York. The district says beyond reduced emissions, they'll also give students a smoother ride to and from school. The purchase of the buses paid for in part by NYSERDA, which approved a voucher that lowered the total cost of those vehicles. A Pennsylvania politician wants school kids to become more financially literate. Family Life's Brian Query has the details.
Republican Senator Chris Gebhardt of Dauphin County has sponsored a new bill to add a financial literacy class as a requirement for high school students to graduate in Pennsylvania. He believes this bill represents an investment in the state's future, and becoming proficient at money management is a critical skill all Pennsylvanians need. The bill now moves to the full Pennsylvania Senate for consideration. Brian Querrey, Family Life News. Yeah,
thank you, Brian. Students returning to Towanda Junior Senior High School in the fall are going to find a new book bag policy in place. Students carrying traditional style book bags will not be allowed to carry them around during the school day anymore, but will either have to stow them in their locker in the morning or ask a homeroom teacher to place them in the back of their classroom. Only clear bags will be allowed during the school day. Additionally, athletic gear bags will either have to be stored in the athletic closet at the gym or one of the locker rooms upon arrival at school. The district does plan to go over all of those new bag rules during student meetings at the start of the new school year. And a popular Pennsylvania gas station chain is offering significant savings on pump prices. We get that story from Family Life's Bob Price.
Yeah, Sheetz Convenience Stores, based in Altoona, Pennsylvania, will lower their gas prices to $3.99 a gallon through the 4th of July holiday. The lower prices are effective immediately. Now, the average cost for a gallon of gasoline right now in the Commonwealth is $4.95, and that means motorists who fill up at a Sheetz will see a savings of 96 cents a gallon. That deal is good through Monday. Sheetz, by the way, is open 24 hours a day. Bob Price, Family Life News.
All right, thank you, Bob. Your nightly market report is up next, brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. A top accounting firm is being fined $100 million after its employees cheated while taking the Certified Public Accountant test. The Securities and Exchange Commission says a significant number of Ernst & Young's auditors cheated on the ethics part of the exam and other courses needed to keep their licenses. The SEC says the company made a submission previously stating there were no issues with cheating, even after being alerted by the commission that there might be cheating going on. That fine is the largest ever against an auditing firm. Wall Street closed sharply lower as weak economic data sparked a broad sell-off. A morning rally fizzled after the Consumer Confidence Index fell to its lowest level in 16 months. Tech stocks and retail shares led the steep decline, Nike plunging 7%. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 491 points to 3946. The S&P 500 lost 78 points to 3821. And the NASDAQ dropped 343 points to 11181. Ambassador Advisors, a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Details are available at ambassadoradvisors.com. This is the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
Generally speaking, insurance is a good thing, providing peace of mind and a way to recover losses for a reasonable price. But if you're looking for that with a home warranty to repair or replace home appliances and systems, you're likely to be disappointed. Hi, I'm Rob West with today's MoneyWise Minute. Consumers frequently complain about extra fees, having to use warranty company technicians who do subpar work, and often replace appliances with inferior models. These warranties cost $300 to $600 a year. That adds up. You're better off putting that money in liquid savings so you're ready to cover the cost yourself. Simply put, you can insure yourself by having an adequate emergency fund saved up. You'll have the peace of mind that comes with it and be money ahead in the long run. Connect with a certified Kingdom advisor who's been trained to deliver financial advice that aligns with your Christian values by visiting our website, moneywise.org.
Still to come on the 5 o'clock report, it was a wedding day he'll never forget.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. A pleasant night is ahead, and although tomorrow will not be as lovely as today was, expect nothing more than a shower. The heat builds Thursday heading into Friday. The Independence Day weekend starts with a cold front bringing some showers and rumbles. That'll be Friday night into Saturday. Much sunnier and pretty nice weather expected for Sunday and Monday the 4th. In the meantime, for tonight, a beautiful evening, starry overnight, the low in the 50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, there could be a shower, thunder shower, parts of western and central New York. High temps near 80. Ample sunshine, warm on Thursday with a high temperature in the 80s.
All right, thank you, Kevin. And finally at 5.
I'm riding in your car.
Well, apologies to Pointer Sisters fans for the mashup, but it really did neatly sum up the most memorable part of Brendan and Isabel Keel's wedding day. See, they were on their way to the reception in Michigan when their rented Hummer limo caught fire. Everyone got out safely before the Hummer became fully engulfed in flames. Pictures and videos have been circulating on social media. But one of the secrets to a happy marriage, of course, is keeping your sense of humor amid life's little trials. And Brendan and Isabel did just that. She says they were laughing all the way through the surreal ordeal, even though the flames did claim the bride's purse and shoes, the bridesmaids' bouquets, and the groomsmen's rented tux jackets. Unfazed, the newlyweds posed for pictures with first responders, eventually the high school sweethearts, who dated for a decade before tying the knot, boarded a replacement limo and headed to the reception. A bit late, yes, but with a wedding story that'll be pretty tough to top. Says the bride, "I wanted a unique wedding, but I didn't know it would be this unique." And that's the world we live in for Tuesday, June 28th, 2022. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm Mark Webster, Family Life News.